Blog Talk Radio.
Hi everyone. Today, welcome. We're live on the Author Larry Tune Gospel Radio Show today. Today we have a tribute to the poet legend, Dr. Maya Angelou. Yes, Dr. Maya Angelou passed just a couple of days ago. About 3 days ago, Dr. Maya Angelou passed. And today we're going to do a tribute live on the Author Larry Tune Gospel radio show. I just want to say how she changed life. She changed life. She changed the poetry, and she changed poetry through her pain. She changed poetry. She has written. I like her, Dr. Angelou's poem, the stained glass windows. I like stained glass windows. I like the reason why the caged bird sings. And Dr. Angelou will certainly be missed. She will certainly be missed. And Dr. Angelou, she most certainly be missed. She departed this life a couple of days ago. I would like to say she's the pioneer of poetry. And Dr. Maya Angelou influenced the life of many African Americans, not only African Americans, she changed the whole nation with a voice. Dr. Maya Angelou had a voice to speak, a strong, impacted, affected voice to reach the hearts of many. And this is the tribute today is for Dr. Maya Angelou, mother of poetry. We have other callers online. We have my co-host, Arthur Kenny Taylor. And we have my cast regular, cast member, our sister, Annette Toons. We have
yes,
more
I'm
people
here.
Online today. Are you there, Annette?
Yes, I'm here.
That's my sister, Annette Toon. She's a regular cast member. You know, like I tell everybody, they laugh at me, but like I say, Michael Jackson needed his baby sister, Janet Jackson. I need my baby sister, Annette. They laugh at me, though. I forgot
it's
my...
A blessing to have. It's a blessing to be thought of. Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you, Annette. Thank you, sister Annette. And Annette Toon's a regular co-host, regular cast member. And we have our co-host, Arthur Kenny Taylor. How you doing, Divine Love, Arthur Kenny Taylor?
I'm doing great, Larry. Thank you very much. Appreciate you. I'm just kind of listening today. I mean, I think you're saying it all, so I'm just listening today. Thank you.
Okay. He's one to listen today. Sometimes he's ready to rock and roll. Sometimes he like to listen. But, you know, I got to always go by what he say, too, you know. We go back, me and Arthur Kenny Taylor go back 15 years ago on the Crusade for Jesus Christ Ministries Church. That was my co-host, Arthur Kenny Taylor show, 15 years ago. So Arthur Kenny Taylor and Arthur Larry Tunes back on air again 15 years later on the Arthur Larry Tunes Gospel Radio show. Now Kenny say he want to relax today, and I understand that. Do we have anyone online listening that would like to say anything about Dr. Maya Angelou. Well, we just want to say she influenced African American women, a great voice among the African American women. Dr. Maya Angelou wrote about her pain, her struggles, through her poetry. She inspired other many people to write poetry. She influenced the nation. She just received an honor award for freedom at the White House by Barack Obama in 2011. Yeah, and her last tweet was on Facebook. Her last tweet was on Twitter. And I might not get it exactly right, but her last tweet went something like this on Twitter. If you can listen within yourself in that quietude, you will hear the word of God. I mean, I got it exactly right, but it was similar to what Dr. Maya Angelou tweeted in the last hours of living. And I believe she was, if I got it right, I might have it wrong, I just put it like this, she was in her 80s. She was in her 80s. And when I wrote my book, Dr. Maya Angelou was known, got my attention with her TV commercial. It was not a commercial, I Rise.
Yeah.
You know, when she did I Rise on TV, people would stop and say, who is that lady? Whatever you was doing, Dr. Maya Angelou recited the poem I Rise. You stopped doing whatever it was that you were doing just to listen to the words of Dr. Maya Angelou.
Yes.
So, yeah, whatever you were doing, you stopped listening to what she was doing.
Mm-hmm.
Native of St. Louis. Native of St. Louis.
Okay. And I didn't know that.
Yeah, she's native of St. Louis. And I believe, I got to do further research, Winston-Salem, because I used to write her a lot of time. At Winston-Salem, I believe, is her school.
Okay.
I received a Dr. Maya Angelou signature. I don't know if she signed it personally or not. Or did her account maybe have sent me a signed signature of Dr. Maya Angelou. I don't have it now. And people tell me, you would have kept that signature of Dr. Maya Angelou, you would have had $1 million. I wouldn't have sold it. I wouldn't have sold it.
Yeah. Yeah.
I wouldn't have sold it for $1 million. Because Dr. Maya Angelou wrote my role model who helped shape my words and my stand-up poetry. She learned me how to slow down what you say and reach for the soul. Say what you feel from the soul.
Yeah.
Like no one around you is around. Dr. Maya Angelou could recite a poem or recite a message like no one was watching her, you know.
Mm.
And that's what I like about her. Original soul sister. She came from the heart with what she had to say from her soul. A lot of people get on stage, they first thing they do when they get on stage, they're nervous and they shake. I'm pretty sure she probably did that at first. But her poetry came from her hurt and pain in her past. Her life wasn't always the greatest. And she speaks and she tells people about her life, you know, and she's a great friend. of Oprah Winfrey. And Arthur Kenneth Taylor, he's a poet. He's a poet. He right. He's a poet. He has one step from prison, two steps from hell. One step from prison, two steps from hell, available on Amazon.com. Arthur Kenneth Taylor, my co-host, he has poetry in his book. Go ahead.
I don't want to, you're trying to inspire me to say this, but see, I don't really like to talk about people, but Dr. Maya Angelou, you know, as an activist, a black activist especially, see, sometimes it's just real. It's not just the poetic verse, but it's the truth. And you know, like I say, see, you are the truth. This is the truth today. This is a divine reality. Dr. Maya Angelou, you know, she wrote a lot of stuff, and I read a lot of it. But the whole thing was, sometimes it was so real. It was so real until her words, you could not only feel them, but you could touch them. I mean, I remember, I said, what manner of fruit, you know, these trees down here in Mississippi die. I mean, that it was personal for me. That's the strange truth.
Yeah, strange truth.
You know, I mean, she spoke the truth. So I refer to Dr. Maya Angelou, you know, in my reality and in my world. You know, it's more than just a person, but she's the goddess of divine courage. Because sometimes you might know the truth, but it takes a lot of courage. Like you say, she wasn't nervous because she knew exactly what she was talking about and who she was or is. But her words are there. They're there. In her words, her expressions, her poetic verse is the truth. You know. And now how do you pay tribute to your God? You know. But you just inspired me. Because she inspired me, you know. She inspired my life, you know. She encouraged me. Now, I'm a woman. There's a lot of good things. I just read what she wrote, you know. This is true. So I do enjoy. I enjoy the tribute. I enjoy the show, and I enjoy what you're doing. I mean, what you're doing before. For our mothers, for the goddess of this earth, trying to try to replace some of our idols and stuff. And let the goddess of divine courage. Let the moon and rain, not forever, you know. I'm just thankful to be here, and I'm thankful for you and your sister, and I'm thankful to be a part. And I wasn't going to say anything, so I'm apologizing already. Sometimes it's hard for me to just keep silent. And you inspired me to speak, so thank you. Thank you very much. Appreciate you.
Okay. All right, there we go. There we go. That was my co-host. That was author Kenny Taylor. He's the author of One Step from Prison, Two Steps from Hell, available on Amazon.com. That's co-host, that's Kenny Taylor. He goes by Divine Love. He goes by Divine Love. Now, that was a wonderful tribute to Dr. Maya Angelou, who passed away only 3 days ago. And everyone was affected by Dr. Maya Angelou. We knew she'd been sick for a long time, but once that person actually passed away, it's still going to hurt you, you know, hurt you to see your role model go. But, you know, we all got to pass through this life. We all got to pass through this way. The same way that she went through, and you know, that's just something that you have to do. You know, God has a way of doing his own thing, and he said he'll go and prepare a place for us. And he's going to, and nothing in the Bible is wrong. The Bible said God cannot lie. And the Bible said God cannot lie. And to be absent with, to be absent, you know, in the body, is to be present with God. You know, so you got to think about that. Nobody want to live and suffer. You know, nobody want to live and suffer. You know, everybody want to desire to live forever, but only God knows when and to pull you out of your suffering. He knows when you have enough and love you just to pull you out of your suffering, but we can't see it. You know, we see death as something awful. But the wages of sin is death.
Oh,
the
wages
of sin is death. You know, we see death as awful. But the way to sin is death. And that person, you know, who is gone is not suffering. He's not suffering no more.
Right.
You know, and Dr. Maya Angelou, I wonder why I gotta get deep in the book. The reason why the cage bird sings.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
I'm thinking about how the other day a bird actually flew by my window, and first thing came in my mind was that book, The Reason Why the Caged Bird Sings, you know, and Dr. Maya Angelou was a legend, you know, phenomenal woman, you know,
yeah.
Phenomenal woman.
I like
you
that.
Know, telling everyone, you know, she is a woman. A lot of people don't know how to act like a woman, but she, Dr. Maya Angelou, did. I believe that she was saying phenomenal woman was to let everybody know how intelligent she was.
Right.
And let everybody know that she had a strong mind.
Yeah.
To be a leader as a woman.
Yeah.
You know, I believe personally, she could have been the president of the United States if she wanted to, but she didn't want to. So, you know, I can't make her be no president of the United States. That's just where I feel her mind was strong. You know, she was strong, African-American, pioneer, you know, paved the way for many African-Americans, and as well as the whole world.
Yeah.
And the world. And we mourn Maya Angelou, but we celebrate life. All the contributions she has done. She's getting a star place downtown. She's getting a star place in St. Louis, Missouri. U City, Universal City. We call it U City in St. Louis. It's getting a star on the ground to Dr. Maya Angelou. So I go down and check a star. I take a picture of it. You know, see her star. It's a star, celebrities on the walkway, just like you see in Hollywood. It'll be a star in U City, and they're working on it right now. So hopefully they'll have Dr. Maya Angelou star on the ground soon.
Yeah.
So now. Yeah, they have it soon. You said it. She's getting you know, Hollywood star, just like they do in Hollywood.
And that's
that's good. That's wonderful thing. And we live on the Arthur Larry Tunes God Show, celebrating the life and the life Dr. Maya Angelou influenced.
Yeah.
Is there anyone else who would like to say something else about Dr. Maya Angelou?
But I would like to say something about her. She really inspired me. And when I heard that she had passed on, it really had kind of hurted me because she spoke with boldness. And she taught every young woman that you are somebody and you are, and you can be a phenomenal woman, you know. So that's a blessing that every young woman read and can live by her legacy, you know, her legacy, that you are somebody. And I just admired her, you know, the way she spoke with eloquence, you know. And it's just a blessing, you know. Yeah.
Okay. That's my cast member. That's a cast member. You just heard from regular show, regular Arthur Larry, Tunes Gospel, a radio show cast member. That's Annette Tunes. That's my baby sister. Yep. She's a regular cast member. You call this show, When I Scheduled the Show, that's Divine Love, Arthur Kenneth Taylor. He's my co-host, and he's regular cast member and co-host. And we have other people online, but they don't, you know, they just want to listen. And we got people listening online. We got people listening on Blog Talk Radio. Mm, we got people listening on Facebook and Twitter. Those people listening on Facebook and Twitter, I know you can't talk to me directly, but I can tell you listening. But I want to thank you too for calling the Arthur Larry Tunes Gospel Radio Show. Do a tribute to Dr. Maya Angelou, for God gave us Dr. Maya Angelou. We all serve God together. She served God.
Yeah.
Because God, mm-hmm. God said, you know, he didn't like no place no other God before him.
Right.
You know, no matter how you get, you still got to serve God.
Right.
And Dr. Maya Angelou, she served God. No matter how much she progressed, she served God. And, you know, and God, he said that he'll be the, in the midst of you, two or more of you together in his name. So he'll be there, you know, in the midst of you. So you already know where God at. He's in the midst of us, you know.
Yeah.
He's in the midst of us, you know. And I always tell people who call in my gospel show, you know, you turn your back on God no matter how hard it gets. There's a light that's shining in your life. By the good things you receive in your life, that's God. When you wake up in the morning, that's God. No matter how wrong things are going in your life, they're all straightened out if you give it a chance. You don't give it a chance, nothing will straighten out. Nothing will straighten out to quit or let the devil rob you of your faith.
Right.
So you got to tell the devil, you know, you just got to hold on. Every day is not going to be a good day. I mean, it's going to be a good day, but it's not going to be 100%. Perfect day.
You are?
You know, 100% perfect for nobody. But you just got to hold on to everything or get better. You know, and everything get better. But I just wanted to thank personally, in honor, to have my co-host, Arthur Kenneth Taylor, on, my cast member, regular cast member, my sister Annette Tunes, and other online. It's just all come together. Unity, you know, strength and unity for the cause instead of being separate. You know, one of us has gone on, but the other's here to celebrate her life, Dr. Maya Angelou's life, and recognize her for what she have done. We thank you, Dr. Maya Angelou. I believe that God has a way of letting people pass on, know what you're saying. There's nothing that God can't do.
Right.
Jesus walked the waters. Jesus walked the waters.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. They raise the dead. Raise Lazarus from the dead.
Yeah.
So what can he not do? What can God not do? Through, you know, the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, you know.
Yeah.
There's nothing that he cannot do. You know.
Man.
You know, huh? So. Right. So I'm glad, and I'm getting ready to end the broadcast in maybe about 2 minutes. But we just want to thank Dr. Maya Angelou for her accomplishment. We'll be looking for the star, her star on U City Boulevard, down near the statue of Chuck Berry.
Okay.
Yeah, we got Chuck Berry statue in U City, too. And we'll soon have Dr. Maya Angelou star in U City. And that'll be a joy to go look at, go watch. So today we're celebrating the life that Dr. Maya Angelou influenced, and which was a lot of life. She played in a lot of movies.
Yeah.
She played in a lot of movies. You know, she was actor too. She was poet, author, and actor, you know, and born in St. Louis, Missouri, and she just excelled in poetry and made captured the heart with her poem, I Rise.
Yeah.
And even today, she still rise in our eyes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she still rise, you know. And we just want to say we thank God for sending us Dr. Maya Angelou our way. You know. And we celebrate her life today and how she impacted. Now, if there any, we're about to end the broadcast, because we're about to come to the end on the broadcast on the Arthur Larry Jones Gospel Radio Show. Is there anything that my guests want to say before I end this broadcast on Dr. Maya Angelou? I want to thank every one of my guests, each and every one of you who called. If you are on the online, are you listening to Blog Talk Radio, are you listening to Twitter, are you listening to Facebook, I just want to encourage you to always call my show. Always call my show, and I want to thank, once again, it was an honor. We thank God for sending us Dr. Maya Angelou, and she influenced the life and the hearts of many. And I want to thank you for calling the Arthur Larry Tunes Gospel Radio Show. Everyone, have a good day, and God bless you.
And thank you for having us. God bless you. Amen.